Looking for a low-mileage 737? Have we got a deal for you. 30 of them are parked in the Arizona desert. The planes are part of a recent trend. More people are flying, and there are fewer flights. Airlines are dropping money-losing routes and grounding unprofitable planes. NPR's Ted Robbins visited a used plane lot to find out more.
From 5 miles away on the interstate between Phoenix and Tucson, they look like a mirage, partly because from that distance, everything shimmers in the 104-degree heat, mostly because 300 airliners belong in the air, not in the desert. But here they are.
Look at the general condition of the fuselage.
Paul Worthington is marketing director for the Evergreen Air Center. We're looking over a recently parked Boeing 737.
This airplane is in very good shape. You can tell that the paint's in good condition. There are no major scab patches on the side of the fuselage.
Scab patches?
Scab patches. Scab patches are usually patches on the side of the aircraft when catering trucks or ground vehicles actually run into the airplane itself.
This perfectly airworthy 737 was grounded because it became too expensive to fly. That's basically why every plane is here. In this case, the merged U.S. Air and America West had enough newer 737s, so it grounded older, less fuel-efficient models. It's being kept protected and almost ready to fly.
Okay, we're currently entering through the forward entry door, very much like you would as a passenger. But as you can see, this is an aircraft that is in active storage. The seats are all covered from front to back. The window shades are pulled down. They're covered with aluminum foil.
Like about half the planes here, Paul Worthington says this one will fly again soon.
This most likely will be released to another company outside of the United States.
Almost all commercial jets are leased by airlines, not owned, which explains why the other half of the planes parked here will never fly again. They are inefficient old DC-10s and 747s returned to leasing companies by U.S. airlines in bankruptcy. Still, Evergreen crews move from plane to plane, powering them up and opening the doors. That's $50,000 a year to start them up and air them out. Why? Well, let's ask aviation consultant Adam Pilarski to look up how much a 747 might be worth. He consults, that's right, the Blue Book of jet aircraft values.
A 747, depending on the vintage, if it's a 74 plane, that's about $2.5 million. If it's a much newer 1989 plane, it may be $8.5 million.
So a leasing company, say a bank, would rather spend $50,000 a year than take an $8.5 million loss.
You may not want to go to your boss and say, yes, I have to write off this much money. So it's cheaper to keep the plane in the desert and, again, pretend like nothing happened.
And there's always hope that part of the plane will fly again.
Okay, right here we have a DC-10 that is in storage, and the customer has requested that we take off some engine cowlings and thrust reversers so they can use that on other aircraft that they're currently flying.
As we talk, a plane that's been in storage is taking off from the runway, bound for Asia, the Middle East, or South America, where fuel is cheaper. But fuel cost and efficiency is only part of the equation. Inefficient business models also have a lot to do with which airlines have planes parked here. No low-cost carriers. And U.S. airlines in bankruptcy, says Paul Worthington, will send at least another 100 planes to Evergreen for storage in the next year. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.